Welcome to Victor Reader.
A History of Modern Britain by Andrew Marr.
Well, there's nothing like it when you're out and about and you want to read a book. I read my very first talking book back in 1974. My goodness, that was a different experience from using a Victor Reader Stream or the other kind of players that are available today. But if you do read talking books, then it's very likely that you've read at least one DAISY title, and you'll be familiar with the kind of navigation that the DAISY format offers you, different levels and subsections and so on. But what if you want to create your own DAISY books, particularly if you're a student or someone who has hours of recorded lectures or other material, and you just want to format it in the same kind of way that DAISY does? Well, there's software out there where you can do just that, but it tends to be quite expensive. But this podcast is about a DAISY authoring tool for Windows released in October 2011, which is almost 100% accessible. But the best news is it's 100% free.
VICT Consultancy OB 2.0.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Warner of VICT Consultancy. What follows is a demonstration of some of the key features of OB 2.0 and not a complete tutorial. Now, that's OB, O B for Bravo I, and not O V for Victor I, OV, which is of course related to applications for the Nokia phones. OB 2.0 is produced by the DAISY Consortium, and you can find more information about them and where to get OB 2.0 at my own website at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. What I'm going to do in this demonstration is to create a DAISY book from some files which are already on my computer, and then I'll test the results in my Victor Reader Stream. I'll then go into a bit more detail about OB 2.0, and I'll show you how to record audio directly into the software.
User interface.
I'll be using NVDA as my screen reader for the purposes of this demonstration. I won't be saying too much about keystrokes for NVDA or JAWS or other screen readers, because I'll be focusing more on keystrokes particular to OB 2.0. The DAISY Consortium has said that OB is fully accessible. It has in fact been designed with screen readers in mind, but I have found a little problem with JAWS. I've been running JAWS 13 with this program, and I find that it isn't so responsive, particularly in certain views, and this is the main reason I'm using NVDA for the purposes of this demonstration, because it seems to read out far more information than JAWS does. So let's fire up OB and see what we get. I'm on my desktop at the moment, so I'll just check to see where we are.
OB 2.0 list item focused selected 20 of 46.
That's the one. I'll just press enter.
Welcome to OB. Create a new project button, Alt 10.
Now, instead of going straight to the application, you get a kind of window here with a number of choices, and the first one is
create a new project button focused Alt N.
I'll tab to the next button.
Create a new project from input button Alt I. Open an existing project button Alt O. Open last project button Alt L. Open OB with no project button Alt E. View the manual button Alt M. Create a new project button Alt N.
Right, we want to create a new project, so I'll press enter on that.
Unknown. Create a new project. Title edit Alt T. Selected and titled OB project.
Okay, so it invites me to give a name for the new project, and I'm just going to call this My First DAISY Book. As cheesy as that.
Selection remove. First DAISY. Title edit focus Alt T. My First DAISY Book. Automatically create a title section with this title checkbox checked all day.
Now, this by default is checked. You can't have a DAISY book without any sections, so there is an assumption when you create a new project that DAISY will automatically add your first section for your DAISY book and use the same title as the project itself. In this case, I'm not going to have a section created automatically, so I'll uncheck this.
Not checked. ID, edit alt I, selected 767A9D38 7D94 413D8565F14A634A451A.
Now that's a number that's easy to remember, isn't it? Now that I think is the kind of DAISY equivalent of an ISBN number. I may be wrong, but it's certainly a unique identifier. And if you're not happy with that, I don't see why you shouldn't be, but...
Generate button, Alt G.
The next button down is the generate button, and you can generate a new one. I personally won't ever see myself having to change that.
Location edit alt L, selected C, documents and settings in my documents, my first DAISY book project OB.
Right, the next control down is an edit box where you can put in the path of where you want the new project to be stored. I've got it in my documents since you probably have gathered I'm using Windows XP here.
Select button Alt S, OK button Auto.
I'm just going to press OK.
Unknown, my first DAISY book C. Documents and settings in my documents, my first DAISY book project, OBOB, tree view.
Right, and I've landed in a tree view there, and that's where the structure of the DAISY book is going to be listed. If I down arrow in the tree view, of course, the NVDA is silent because there's nothing there. So I'm going to create my first section, and I'll just call this first section. How do you do that? Well, let's go to the menus.
File Alt F. Edit Alt T. View Alt V. Sections Alt S.
It's got to be in there. So down arrow.
Add section Control H A.
Add section. And it tells me that the shortcut for that is Control H. So I'll be doing that next time.
Preview. Edit. Selected Untitled Section.
So the default name for it is Untitled, and it's editable at the moment. So I'll just call it.
Selection removed.
First section.
Level 0, first section 1 of 1.
Okay, so the tree view has now got first section, and it has said it's at level 0. Now, those of you familiar with DAISY will know that the highest level, the top level, in a DAISY book is at level 1 down to level 6, whereas NVDA is reporting the standard tree view level, because in an HTML tree view, the top level is actually 0, so that when you are using OB 2.0 and going to up and down your tree view looking at your sections and subsections, you're going to have to remember to mentally add a 1 to the numbers that are being reported. By the way, one of the main reasons I'm using NVDA is because JAWS 13 even, does not actually report the level of the section in the tree view and OBI. I don't know why that is. It may work on your system, but it certainly doesn't work in mine. But NVDA at least gives accurate information. OBI has a traditional menu bar. We've already been along to the sections menu, but I'll tour through the menus again just to show you what it's like. So I'll press Alt.
File Alt F. Edit Alt T. View Alt V. Sections Alt S. Phrases Alt P. Transport Alt A. Tools Alt T. Help Alt H. File Alt F.
Back to file again. Oops. So pretty standard there. The tree view itself is part of the main working area, if you like, within OB 2.0. And the other part, which you'll be going to all the time, is the contents view. So the tree view gives you a table of contents of the structure of your DAISY book. But the contents view is where the audio is going to go. And you get between the table of contents and the contents view by pressing F6. I'm going to do that now.
First section empty, depth 1.
Okay, so NVDA reports that the first section, which we've called first section at the moment, is empty. And if I press F6 again...
Tree view, first section 1 of 1, level 0.
It goes back to the tree view. So in that way, it uses F6 in the same way that an HTML help system would do with the contents on the left and the main window on the right. Now, as you work through a project, you will find out that some of the commands available from the menus or by shortcuts are not available depending on which view you're in. So some commands won't be available in the tree view and others won't be available in the contents view, but we'll come across this as we create our Daisy book.
Importing audio.
Now I'm in the tree view of the table of contents. I'm going to import an audio file which already is on my computer. And you do need to have a section to import an audio file into. Now, I've got my first section in this tree view, but you can't import audio while the focus is in the tree view. For this, you have to go to the contents view by pressing F6, which I'll do now.
First section empty, depth 1.
Okay. Now, the command to import audio is in rather a strange place in OBI. Most of the audio software that I've worked with before tends to put the import audio file command in the file menu, but OBI has chosen to put it into the phrases menu. So let's go there and find the command.
File Alt F. Edit Alt View Alt V. Sections Alt F. Phrases Alt P. Add blank phrase. Add empty pages. Import audio files Control II.
And it's telling me that the shortcut for the future is Control I, but I'll just press Enter.
Open dialog file name, combo box collapsed, edit Alt N, blank.
Okay, now we've got a standard Windows dialog box to open the file. Now the files I'll be using to create this Daisy book are actually podcasts that I've downloaded from a great site called Blind Cool Tech, and you'll find information about that site on my own website too. Now, the first podcast I'll be looking for is quite an amusing one about a podcast streaming service called Podbeam. So I'll shift tab to the list of files here.
Folder view list, Blind Cool Tech, folder view list. BCT 1435, Podbean Podcast Service MP3 3 of 28. BCT 1435, Podbean Podcast Service MP3 list item focused selected 3 of 28.
That's the one we want, so I'll press Enter.
Cancel button Alt C.
Now the import process has started. I'm going to check out the dialog to see what the status is.
Cancel. Cancel.
There's the cancel button.
Stop. Cancel. Progress bar 0 read only.
Now, this is something which OBI needs to correct. This particular dialog is not that accessible at all. Normally what you would get in a process which takes a long time is an increasing percentage readout of what's happening or a progress bar which updates. Here, I don't know what's happening. Obviously, there's some kind of visual clue, but it's not passing the information to NVDA, and I found that JAWS is similarly dumb when this dialogue comes up. So I have to warn you that the process of importing a file, which could, you know, say it's half an hour to an hour or whatever, can take about, several minutes, 7-8 minutes, and you won't actually know that it is completed until eventually the so-called status dialogue goes away and is replaced by the next step. So I'm going to pause the recording at the moment, and we'll continue when that's been done.
Import audio file settings. Create section for each audio file. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, it's now finished doing that, and we now get a settings dialog in relation to the file that we've just imported. I'll just do an insert tab to remind us of the first control here.
Create section for each audio file, checkbox focused, not checked.
We don't have to create different sections. We already have one section into which we will import this whole audio file, and we'll split it up later.
Sort files ascending, checkbox checked.
Sort files ascending, well, we don't need to consider that. It's checked at the moment, but there is only one file being imported here.
Split phrases on import, checkbox not checked, Alt S.
For most of our purposes, we probably won't be needing phrase level navigation, and so I don't want phrases to be created automatically when I import this file. So that's why I'm leaving this checkbox unchecked.
Phrase size in minutes, edit read only, Alt Z, selected 10. OK button, auto.
I'll just press OK.
Importing audio.
Welcome to TFFP, the fun-filled podcast.
And hello there, TFFP.
And it started playing. Yes, that's the beginning of the podcast. I'll just press insert tab to see where we are.
Phrase 56 minutes, 54 seconds, unknown focused.
Okay, so it's a single phrase. The file is 56 minutes long. That's how long that podcast was. If we hit insert and end to get the status bar here.
Status strip 1 paused. Phrase 1 of 1, 56 minutes, 54 seconds, first section.
Right, we're in the first section. It's reporting that accurately. I'm going to hit F6 to go back to the tree view.
Preview,
first
section.
Right, when I pressed F6 there, the audio started playing, and of course when I finalised the importing of the audio started playing. This is because earlier I set up Obi to play audio as soon as I navigate to a new section or a new phrase. So I want to turn that feature off, and given that it's to do with playing audio, I would expect that to be in the transport menu.
File Alt F, Edit Alt View Alt V, Sections Alt, Phrases Alt, Transport Alt F, Play P, Resume U, Stop Controls, Fast Play L, Preview V, Record R, Navigation N.
Right, Navigation, I'm going to press Enter on that.
Previous Section Alt Up S.
And this is a sub-menu where you can go to different parts of audio.
Previous, Next Phrase, Next Page, Next Section. Play on Navigate, check 10.
Play on Navigate, that's the particular function here. It has been checked, so I'm going to press Enter to uncheck that.
Preview, first section 1 of 1, level 0.
Right, so now when I go to different sections or different phrases, the audio won't be playing automatically.
First section, preview, item focused, selected 1 of 1, level 0.
Now I'm back in the tree view. And I'm going to read the status bar again to see what information we get while in the tree view.
Status strip 1 selected, section first, section 3413.76s, depth 1, 1 phrase in TOC view.
Okay, towards the end of that it said there's one phrase. Obviously if we had more than one phrase it would tell us there. So it gives us quite a bit of information depending on what part of the view that we're in. Now, at this point, I want to import a second file, another podcast. But to do that, you first have to create a new section for that file to be imported into. And we're in the tree view.
First section, tree view, item focused, selected 1 of 1, level 0.
Now, I'm in the tree view, and you'll remember that when I added a section to create first section, it said that the shortcut key for that is Control H. So I'm going to try that again, just with Control H.
Edit, selected untitled section.
And again, it has added a section with untitled. So we're going to call this second section.
Selection removed. Second section, 2 of 2, level 0.
Okay, now it's also level 0. It's the second of two items on the tree view, and if I up arrow, I should get
first section 1 of 2, level 0.
First section. Now, it isn't really helpful calling it first section, second section, and so on. We know that the first section is about the Podbeam podcasting service. So at this point, I can change the name of a section, and you can do that by pressing F2.
Edit. Selected first section.
I'll just call it Podbeam.
Selection. Podbeam 1 of 2, level 0. Second section 2 of Podbeam 1 of 2, level 0. Second section 2 of 2, level 0.
Okay. The second podcast I will be importing is about a product called Blue Ant, which is a Bluetooth headset, which you can use with mobile phones and computers. So in advance of importing that, I'm going to change the name of the second section to Blue Ant.
Second section 2 of to level 0.
By pressing F2.
Edit. Selected selection removed. Blue Ant 2 of to level 0.
There we are. Now I'm going to press F6 to go to the contents view while the Blue Ant section is selected in the tree view.
Blue Ant empty, depth 1.
And NVDA reports that that section is empty. At this point I can import the audio, and you may remember that the shortcut for that is Control-I.
Open dialog, file name, combo box, folder view list.
And I go down the list and try and find the podcast about Blue Ant.
BCT 1453 Blue Ant V1 headset M.
That's the one we want, so I'll press enter.
MIFA, cancel button, Alt C.
And now we get that very unhelpful status dialogue, so I'm going to pause recording and we'll resume once we get to the settings dialogue.
Import audio file settings. Create section for each audio file. Checkbox not checked.
So we have the same import audio settings dialogue as we had with the first section, and we'll just go through this again.
Sort files ascending. Checkbox checked. Split phrases on import. Checkbox not checked. Alt S. Phrase size in minute. OK button. Auto.
Press OK.
My first Daisy book C. Documents and settings are my documents. My first Daisy book project OBOB. Phrase 8 minutes 56 seconds.
Right. The audio, of course, didn't start playing automatically because you'll remember I turned off play on navigation from the transport menu. So I'll press F6.
Preview. Blue Ant 2 of to level 0.
And I can start playing the audio for the podcast that we've just imported.
This is Chris Grabowski recording for the Mystic Place podcast.
And if I arrow up in the tree view,
Podbeam 1 of to level 0.
That's the first section. I'll play that one.
Welcome!
Stop it. And come down again to
Blue Ant 2 of to level 0.
And start that one.
This is Chris Grabowski recording.
See, so it's very, very quick going between sections and playing audio.
Playing audio in OB.
Playing audio is very, very simple. And like most audio software, you use the space bar to start playing.
Welcome to...
Spacebar then pauses the audio, so if I hit space again...
GFFP, the fun fill.
But if you want to stop the audio to get it to go back to the start of the section, you use control space, so I'll press space to play.
And hello there, GFFP.
Control space, and then play again.
Welcome to...
So there we are. You can forward wind and rewind. Let's press play, and you do that with control comma to rewind and control full stop to forward wind. And it goes through in audible sections rather than the kind of skipping that you would get in Victor Reader or Winamp, for example. So let's do that. I'll press play first of all, and then I'll forward wind a bit.
TFFP. Trenton Matthews. I think that's where he's from. You know, already did a learning about
no,
recommending
just skipping through
the TTP colon double slash. No,
GWEA.
Anyway, it's
gwena.podbean.com.
So
and
it's
I'll press rewind.
Double slash bean.com. ENNA, I cast at thanks to Musa Manzino Podbean.
Right, and that's it. Paused. In addition to forward wind and rewind, there's also the ability to play at various speeds using single keystrokes, F for going faster, S for going slower, and when you press either of these keys continuously, then it will speed up and slow down. I'll show you how that's done. So I'll press play.
Bean, and I'm still
and
learning
then I'll press
about
F a few
Podbean.
Times to
oh,
speed
and
up.
Thanks to Mirza Manzino for recommending Podbean, and you can find her podcast.
Now at this point, you will have heard that bump noise because we're in the tree view. I'll just check that we are by pressing Insert Tab.
Podbean tree view item focused selected 1 to level 0.
And then I'll press F6 to go to the contents view where the main audio is.
Phrase 56 minutes 54 seconds.
Okay, and I'll press play.
Cast at http://gwenna,
I think. No, gwenna? Oi. Anyway, it's gwenna.podbean.com.
That sounds so pretty strange, doesn't it?
/gwenna.podbean.com.
And I'll press S to go back down again.
But I, for some reason, can't remember the spelling. But let me quickly use the profiles dialog and slow down my JAWS here. So I have to go through. That's the one thing I love about JAWS 10, even though I don't like...
I'll press stop there. Now, you will have noticed that the pitch of the audio is also changed when you increase the speed or decrease the speed. And this behaves very much like old-fashioned tape recorders. And in some way, it gives you an audio clue that you're actually not at normal speed. If you want to return to normal speed, then you just press the letter D. So I'll go much faster, and then we'll press D.
Freedom, and...
I don't like JAWS. That's the one thing I love about JAWS 10.
All right, so let's open up my Podbean, and I'm going...
In addition to that, if you're skipping through audio at a faster speed, and you hear something that you want to listen to again, you don't have to press D and then rewind. You can press the letter E... And not only does it revert to normal speed, but it also backs up a few seconds so that you get to hear the audio that you heard when it was playing at faster speed. Let's do that.
To use Internet Explorer.
Desktop.
And I'm going to use Explorer.
Desktop.
And I'm going to use a program called...
So these speed controls are only available when you're playing audio in the contents view, not from the tree view. Although you can play audio generally in both views, this is one of the examples where certain functions are not available in one view, but they are available in the other. So if you really are going to be looking for edit points in your audio, you'll want to be in the contents view and not in the tree view.
Creating subsections.
Now let's go back to the tree view.
Tree view, Podbean 1 up to level 0.
Press play.
RoboForm.
I'll just go to
Blue Ant 2 up to level 0.
That's the second one. Back up to
Podbean 1 up to level 0.
When you go to a section like that within Tree View, playback will automatically start from the beginning.
Welcome to...
And I press Control Space. I press Control Space there to make sure that the audio goes back to the beginning, although it isn't essential for what we're going to do next. You'll recall that when we import an audio file, it is treated not only as one section, but as one phrase. So if you're going to create subsections within that audio file, you'll need to split that parent file first. Now, you can do that from the Sections menu or by pressing the shortcut Control-Shift-Q, but this time you have to be in the Contents view, so press F6.
Podbean 3413.76s, depth 1, one phrase.
And I'll press Control-Shift-Q. So Control-Shift-Q creates the new section, and we're back in the tree view now. If I do Insert tab.
Podbean tree view item focused selected 2 of 3 level 0.
There are now three sections in the tree view. The first two are called Podbean because if you split a section, both parts of the split section will be given the same name. So we'll need to change the second one.
Podbean 1 of 3 level 0.
Now that's the main section that the podcast is in. If I down arrow.
Podbean 2 of 3 level 0.
That's also Podbean at level 0. What I'm going to do then is to change the name of what will become the first subsection. So I'll press F2.
Edit selected Podbean.
And I'll call this first subsection.
Selection remove. First. First subsection 2 of 3 level 0.
Now it's still at level 0, but obviously to make this a subsection of the first section, we need to change the level. So how do you do that? Very, very simply. You do Control, Shift, right arrow.
Level 1, first subsection 1 of 1.
Now it's become a level 1, so if we up arrow...
Level 0 Podbean expanded 1 of 2.
You hear that the Podbean, which is the first section, is an expanded section, which now contains, if I down arrow...
Level 1 first subsection 1 of 1.
A level 1 subsection. If I down arrow, we should get...
Level 0 Blue Ant 2 of 2.
A level 0 Blue Ant. So just like in any other tree view, we can expand and close sections.
Level 0 pod beam expanded 1 of 2.
And I'll hit left arrow.
Collapsed.
It's collapsed. If I hit down arrow.
Blue ant 2 of 2 level 0.
There's blue ant and subsection has been hidden. So I can show the subsection again by going back up to pod beam.
Pod beam collapsed 1 of 2 level 0.
Press right arrow.
Expanded. 1 items. Level 1 first subsection 1 of 1.
And there we are. Now, I pressed Control-Shift-Right arrow to increase the level of the section, and obviously to put it back up a level, you do the opposite, Control-Shift-Left arrow. Let's do that.
Level 0, first subsection 2 of 3.
Level 0. So let's put it back to where it should be.
Level 1, first subsection 1 of 1.
Level 1. So it's very, very easy to compile sections and subsections and change the levels at any time. Now, this first subsection is at the beginning of the podcast about Podbeam. So what I'm going to do now is I'll go back to the contents view with F6.
First subsection 3413.76s, depth 2, one phrase.
Okay, and we'll go through the audio and create another subsection. So I'll press play.
Welcome to...
I actually got this idea from Trenton Matthews from the T-Man TV podcast. I think that's where he's from anyway. I know that Marissa Manzino already did a review of Podbean, and I'm still learning about Podbean. Oh, and thanks to Marissa Manzino for...
Podbean. Oh, and thanks to Marissa Manzino for recommending Podbean, and you can find her podcast at http://... And you can find her Podbean. Oh, and thanks to a review of Podbean, and I'm still learning about... Podbean. Oh, and thanks to Marissa Manzino for recommending Podbean, and you can find her podcast at...
Okay, now let's put the second subsection at that point. So I'm going to press Control-Shift-Q.
First subsection 3382.59s, depth 2, one phrase.
Okay, and that has created a new subsection, again with the same name as the current section that we split, which was first subsection. I'm going to go back to the tree view by pressing F6.
Tree view, first subsection 2 of 2 level 1.
If I up arrow.
First subsection 1 of 2 level 1.
Now that's the original subsection.
First subsection 2 of 2 level 1.
2 of 2, that's, I've just arrowed down. So that's the bit that we need to rename. I'll press F2.
Edit, selected first subsection. Second subsection 2 of 2 level 1.
Okay, so I've called that one originally second subsection. If I arrow up to first subsection.
First subsection 1 of 2 level 1.
Press play. Stop that. Down to...
Second subsection 2 of 2 level 1.
Press play.
http://gw...
And then below that.
Level 0 blue and 2 of 2.
This is Chris Grabowski.
And that's the start of that podcast. Now, I want to create a similar subsection in the Blue Ant podcast. So I'll go over to the contents view by pressing F6.
Phrase 8 minutes, 56 seconds.
Okay, and I'll go through this and find a place to create a subsection.
Recording for the Mystic Place podcast.
I'm going to try and demonstrate the Blue Ant V1, and it's V as in Victor, Bluetooth headset. This headset is controlled by speech recognition, and it also has speech output, so it'll talk to you as well as you can talk to it. You would use this headset in conjunction with your mobile phone,
your PDA, your computer, or whatever. I'm going to attempt to record the speech of the Blue Ant, so let's hope this works.
Blue Ant has three buttons, volume up.
Okay, go rewind a bit.
The speech of the Blue Ant, so let's hope this works.
He goes on to talk about the buttons on the Blue Ant, so that's a good point to add a subsection, which of course we need to do by pressing Control-Shift-Q to split the original section, the original podcast file.
Blue Ant 493.52s, depth 1, one phrase.
Okay, and I'll press F6 to go back to the tree view, because we want to rename that subsection.
Tree view, Blue Ant 3 of 3 level 0.
Okay, and if we up arrow.
Blue ant 2 of 3 level 0.
That's the main section that we have just split. So the if I arrow down.
Blue ant 3 of 3 level 0.
That's been given the same name, but that's the one we need to change. Press F2.
Edit. Selected blue ant. Selecting blue blank. Selection removed.
And we'll call that description of buttons.
Description of buttons 3 of 3 level 0.
Now it's also at level 0, but we want that to be a subsection of the Blue Ant podcast. So to change the level, Control Shift right arrow.
Level 1 description of buttons 1 of 1.
Okay.
Level 0 Blue Ant expanded 2 of 2.
So just like the subsections of the Podbeam podcast, that is now a subsection of the Blue Ant podcast. Let's say we wanted to create a subsection of a subsection. We'll go back to, for example, the second subsection of the Podbeam podcast, and we'll do that.
Level 1, second subsection, 2 of 2.
Second subsection. Right, I'll press F6. I'm in the
second
contents
Second subsection,
view.
3,382.
I'll press play.
GWENA. Oi. anyway, it's gwena.podbean.com.
Phrase 56 minutes.
So http://gwena.podbean.com. I think it's GWENA, but I, for some reason, can't remember the spelling.
That's clear. So, right, we'll put in a new subsection here. Again, we need to split the audio. Control-Shift-Q.
Second subsection 3,360.
And of course, it will give it the same name as the currently selected subsection. So back to tree view, which is where we change the name.
Tree view, second subsection 3 of 3 level 1.
And if we up arrow.
Second subsection 2 of 3 level.
That's the original section that we split. So we'll go down arrow.
Second subsection 3 of 3.
That's the one we need to change. F2.
Edit. Selected second subsection. S. Selecting second subsection.
And that will call this first subsection.
First. Sub. First sub subsection 3 of 3 level 1.
Now, it's also at level 1, which is, of course, at the same level as the subsection that we split. But we want to make that level 2. Control shift right arrow.
Level to first sub-subsection 1 of 1.
There we are. Now remember, of course, mentally adding 1, it means that the sub-subsection that we've just created will be in fact at level 3 in the Daisy book, because remember the numbering starts from 1, as opposed to in this tree view where it starts from 0. So let's go back to... we can quickly navigate through this by going up to the pod beam.
Level 1, second first subsection. Level 0, Podbeam expanded 1 of 2.
Right, and we can press play.
Welcome! No,
level 1, first subsection 1 of...
That's the start of the podcast. Arrow down the tree view.
Second subsection expanded 2 of 2, level 1.
Second subsection.
HTTP://
Level to first sub-subsection 1 of 1.
First sub-subsection.
But let me quickly use the profiles dialog and slow down my jaws here.
Level 0, blue ant expanded 2 of 2.
Blue ant.
This is...
Level 1, description of buttons 1 of 1.
The blue ant has 3 buttons.
There we are. Now to end this part of the demonstration, I'm going to import the third and final podcast here, and of course it will be coming in at level 0, so we'll need to focus NVDA on a level 0 item, the one which will immediately precede it, which of course is Blue Ant. So we're in the tree view.
Level 0 Blue Ant expanded 2 of 2.
Right, now if I add a new section here in the tree view, it will always add that new section at the level of the currently selected section in the tree view. So if you're on a level 0 section, the new section that you add will be at level 0. If I were focused on a level 1 subsection, then the new section that you would create would be at level 1, and so on. Now, this one will be a level 0 new section, so that's why I'm now on Blue Ant here, and I can add a new section by pressing Control H.
Edit selected and titled section.
Now, this third podcast will be about a battery charger, a portable battery charger. So even before putting the file in by importing it, I can change the name here, which I'll do. I'll call it battery charger.
Selection remove. Battery. Battery charger 3 of 3 level 0.
Okay, it's level 0. If I up arrow.
Level 1 description of buttons 1 of 1.
You will see that it has actually placed this new section at the foot of the tree after the single subsection of the Blue Ant podcast.
Level 0 Blue Ant expanded 2 of 3.
I'll hit the end key.
Battery charger 3 of 3 level 0.
And back to the this one that we're going to import. And again, you do the importing of files from the contents view, so I'll press F6.
Battery charger empty, depth 1.
Okay, and it's empty. So we'll press Control I to import audio.
Open dialog file name. File name.
Shift tab.
Folder view list. BCT 1466 Win 7 start menu. BCT 1468 proporter USB turbocharger MP3 7 of 28.
That's the one we want. I'll press Enter.
Cancel button Alt C.
And again, we have this long wait, and we'll resume recording later. So I have completed the import procedure for that podcast. We're back in the tree view. This is what it sounds like.
Battery charger tree view item focused selected 3 of 3 level 0.
And I'll press space to start playing this podcast.
This is Darren Duff and I'm back for another review of an awesome gadget.
So we now have three podcasts as the three main sections or chapters of our Dizzy book. And sections 1 and 2, Podbeam and Blue Ant, contain subsections. And in fact, Podbeam contains a subsection as well.
Editing audio.
We've been playing audio in Obi and rewinding and forward winding through it, and also playing audio at different speeds. This can be handy to find certain passages in the audio that you want to edit, because in addition to marking sections in your Daisy book, marking sections in your audio, you'll probably also want to edit out mistakes or parts that you don't want to put into your book, particularly if you've made a recording yourself. The most basic form of audio editing is to delete a section that you don't want. You do this in Obi by selecting the audio you want to delete by pressing Control Left square bracket, which is just to the right of the letter P, and Control Right square bracket. Those of you who've used SoundForge and Audacity will be familiar with the use of the square brackets here, but perhaps not in conjunction with the Control key, which is required in Obi. So let's do that, and we'll edit out something in the last of the podcasts, the one about the battery charger. So press Insert tab.
Phrase 20 minutes. Tree view, battery charger 3 of 3 level 0.
And all audio editing has to take place in the contents view, so we'll jump from the tree view to the contents view by pressing F6.
Phrase 20 minutes, 6 seconds.
Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, and I'm back for another review of an awesome gadget. This is definitely something that none of you should be without. Today, I'm going to talk about the Purporta USB Turbocharger 3400. Now, it's called the...
Phrase 20 minutes, 6 seconds.
The narrator cleared his throat there. We'll see if we can delete that. So I'll rewind.
3400 because now it's called USB Turbocharger 3400. Now it's called.
Right, it comes in immediately after the word called. Now you won't want to find an audio selection point by using forward wind and rewind because they are far too rough in locating the cursor within the audio file. But Obi provides other keystrokes that you can use to locate the cursor precisely to the point where you want to mark. And this is the nudge facility. And you can nudge forward by pressing the letter N and nudge backwards by shift N. So let's go backwards because I think we're after the bit we want to take out. Now, pressing the space bar at this point would play the audio from wherever we've landed on, but if we were to press play again, we would simply pause the audio and we'd be miles past where we want to edit. So Obi has provided some other keys to enable you to quickly preview the audio at the cursor. And to play a short selection of audio from the current cursor position, you press V.
Now it's called...
Okay, so we're before the edit point, so I'm going to allow it to go up to the end of the word called, and then I'll press spacebar to stop.
Now it's called...
And I'll press V. Now we're getting a slight click, which will be at the end of the word called. Now, it would be good to be able to listen to the audio just before that edit point, and you can do that by pressing X.
Now it's called...
You see the D has been chopped off, so I'll nudge forward by pressing N. And then press V.
The 30...
And I'm going to press X to hear the audio up to that point.
Now, it's called...
Now, there's a little bit of that throat clearing in there. The reason for this is because the interval that is used by the nudge facility is set in milliseconds in the preferences dialog under the audio tab. And obviously the gap, the interval, is a little too large at the moment. So in order to zoom in for even finer control, you would need to go into the preferences dialog and set that. I wish there was some other way of doing it a bit quicker than that, but you have to go through the dialog for that purpose. I'll just leave it the way it is because we're just really demonstrating the principle here. So to mark the beginning, I'll press control left bracket. You hear a knocking sound to confirm that that's what you've done. Now I'm going to press spacebar to play and then immediately pause it after that noise. And I'll press control right bracket. And you get two knocks to confirm that you have ended the selection. I can play the selection by pressing C. Okay, now that's the bit we want to delete. And I'll press the delete key. So if I rewind just a bit.
34.
I press play.
400. Now it's called the 3400 because...
And that's gone. Now, a word of caution here. The nudging facility is very, very useful, of course, because it enables you to home in on a very precise location to mark your start and end points. However, the nudging should not be used to set the end point, because if you have set your left point for the audio selection and then simply nudge forward through a small portion of audio to find the end selection point, the left selection is removed. Now, that shouldn't happen. You should be able to find your right edge of your selection by using nudging. And so what I had to do there was actually to play the audio and then stop it so that I could press control right bracket. So that's something that Obi needs to sort out. One of the good things, though, about the general use of keystrokes, as with many other programs, is that you can change these shortcuts. Now, as I said before, N is used for nudge and shift N is used to go backwards in nudging. Now that's a bit clumsy when you're going back and forward through audio, constantly having to go for the shift key. But let's change that. The B key is doing nothing. It's immediately to the left of the N key. So we can reconfigure that so that the B key is now our nudge backwards. So we go to the tools menu for that.
File Alt F.
Press T.
Preferences Alt Control F T.
It's in Preferences.
Edit Preferences Tab Control Project Tab Selected.
Project Tab, and we want to go along to keyboard shortcuts.
Audio Tab Select. User profile tab. Keyboard shortcuts tab selected.
That's the one. Press tab.
Select shortcuts to view. Combo box collapsed. Edit. Selected content. TOC view shortcut keys.
Okay.
Menu item shortcut keys. Selection removed. No. Selected menu item shortcut keys.
No.
Menu item shortcut keys.
What do you get to first when you press tab in keyboard shortcuts is just a list containing two items, because the keyboard shortcuts are grouped into two categories, those which are available in the menus and those which are available directly when you're editing. And it's the editing ones that we want here, so go back up the list.
Content TOC view shortcut keys. Content TOC.
The content view. I press tab.
Keyboard shortcut list grouping. List. Select complete waveform of phrase keyboard shortcut. And not selected one of 49.
Right, there are 49 available shortcuts at the moment. You can also add your own later. I'm going to press the letter N to get to the shortcut relating to nudging.
Next section in play. Next phrase in nudge forward keyboard shortcut. N7 of 49.
Nudge forwards.
Nudge backward keyboard shortcut. N, shift 8 of 49.
N, shift. It actually says shift after the letter to which it is assigned. That's the one we want to change. I'm going to hit tab.
Nudge backward shortcut keys. Press key combination edit. Selected N, shift.
I'm just going to press the letter B.
Selection removed. Selected B.
And now it's B. Press tab again.
Assign button alt A.
Assign. I'm going to hit that. Now, NVDA doesn't say anything, so I'm going to press insert tab.
Assign button focused alt A.
I'm still on the assign button, but if I shift tab back to the list view.
Nudge backward shortcut keys. Press key combination edit blank. Keyboard shortcut list grouping. List. Nudge backward keyboard shortcut. B8 of 49.
It's now saying it's B. So I can tab forward and find OK.
Nudge back. Assign button. Remove shortcut. OK button. Auto.
That's the one we want.
My first Daisy Book C. Documents and settings in my documents. My first Daisy Book.
So I'm going to try that out. If I press V. I'm going to press N a couple of times. Press V.
It is.
Just to get some audio going here.
It is an impressive.
Right, but after the word impressive, so press V.
3400 mAh.
Right, we want to nudge backwards, and this time I'll press the letter B a few times.
Impressive. 3400. Impressive. 30 is an impressive.
So there we are. I'm now nudging backwards using B instead of Shift N, and that's far more convenient. Now, we've covered some basic editing, such as deleting a portion of audio, but what about audio effects? Well, forget it. There's none. You cannot apply compression, limiting, gating. You can't even change the volume or normalize portions of audio. But to do this, OBI allows you to export the audio. A section or a phrase can be exported as a single wave file, which you can then open in SoundForge, Audacity, or whatever your sound editor happens to be. The problem with that, though, is that if you have a whole section selected for export, it will combine any phrases that you have, whether it has been split automatically or whether you've created phrases manually. The exported WAV file will combine all of them so that when you re-import that processed audio file, you'll find all your phrases have gone. So if you are going to have multiple phrases in your audio and you want to do some processing, then I would advise you to do all your editing in your other sound editor first. And once it's the way it sounds to you, once it's been fully edited and fully processed, then import it into OBI. Of course, at any point in your project, you can save it by pressing Control S.
Creating a title section.
So we have our three sections, or chapters, or podcasts, ready to be exported as a Daisy Book. But before we do that, there's one thing that we need to do. And this is not actually explained at all, I think, in the help file, and that is that we really should put in a title section so that when you play back your Daisy Book, particularly on a portable player such as the Victor Reader Stream, when you navigate to it, it will just read out that title as opposed to playing the Daisy Book from the beginning of the actual book. So what I have done is I have created a WAV file using the Ivona Emma voice, which is the voice that you've been hearing in this podcast used by NVDA. It is a SAPI 5 voice. At the moment, I'm in the tree view.
What beam tree view item expanded focused selected 1 of 3 level 0.
And I'm going to insert a section before that, which will be the title section. So I'll go to the sections menu.
File alt, edit alt, view alt V, sections alt, add section control, add subsection, insert section alt control H.
What's the one?
Preview, edit, selected and titled section.
I'm going to call this title.
Selection removed. Title 1 of 4 level 0. What beam expanded 2 of title 1 of 4 level 0.
Okay, so I'm going over to the contents view.
Title empty, depth.
Which of course is empty, and press control I to import the audio.
Open dialog file name, combo box collapsed, edit alt, login, combo box my first Daisy Book collapsed, toolbar, my recent documents button, folder view list, backup not selected 1 of 3, data 2 of 3, DTB title wave 3 of 3.
And now that's the file, the wave file DTB title, press enter on that.
Import audio file settings, create section for each audio file checkbox not checked.
Now it's a very short file, so it just has imported it very, very quickly.
Sort files as split phrase size, OK button. My first Daisy Book C, documents and settings are my documents, my first.
And if I play that.
My first Daisy Book, by Paul Warner.
There we are. It's the same voice. I'm going to go back to the tree view.
Tree view, title 1 of 4 level 0. What beam expanded 2 of 4 level 0, title 1 of 4 level 0.
I'll play that.
My first Daisy Book, by Paul Warner. What beam expanded 2 of 4 level 0.
Welcome!
Level 1.
Okay, that's it.
Exporting the project as a Daisy Book.
Now we can go ahead and create the Daisy Book. And to do this, we go to the Tools menu.
File Alt F, Edit Alt, View Alt, Section, Phrases Alt, Transport Alt, Tools Alt T. Preferences Alt, Control F, Export Audio Alt, Export as Daisy Control EE.
Export as Daisy. That's what we want.
Daisy standard selection. Daisy 3 radio button checked. Daisy 3 radio button checked.
Right. Now, you can create a Daisy Book in the 3.0 format or 2.0. And it's defaulted to 3.0, which is what we'll keep.
OK button. Cancel button. Daisy 3 radio button checked. OK button.
So that's the only option that we have here. I'll press OK.
Select export directory, export directory, edit all text, selected C, documents and settings are my documents, my first Daisy Book Daisy 3 export.
Right, so the first option that we have here is the output directory, which I'm going to keep the default setting for that.
Select button, Alt S. Create one audio file per section till, combo box collapsed, edit all to, selected each level.
Right, we can create an audio file for each of the sections in the Daisy Book as opposed to creating one giant audio file. If you've gone into Windows Explorer to explore the contents of a Daisy Book on a CD, for example, you probably will have seen many MP3 files which make up the audio part of the Daisy Book anyway. And so this part of the dialogue dictates whether you will have separate audio files for each of the sections, and if so, at what level.
Encode to MP3 checkbox checked.
Now this checkbox, if unchecked, will result in your audio files being exported as a Daisy Book, but in the WAV format, they will not be compressed. I have not ever seen a Daisy Book in WAV format, but I can imagine that if you were producing a Daisy Book, for example, an instruction manual on how to process high-end audio, you might want to uncheck that box. But for the moment, we'll keep it checked.
Bitrate. Combo box collapsed. Edit alt R. Selected 64.
Right, that's the bitrate for the MP3 compression. and it's defaulted to 64. I'll go up and down to see what the extremes are.
48, 32, 32.
32 is the lowest bitrate.
48, 64, 128, 128.
128 is the highest, but we'll keep 64.
64, selection removed, selected 60. OK button, auto.
Press OK.
Cancel button, Alt C.
And we have a status dialog.
Cancel. Progress bar one read only.
Now, unlike the import audio status dialog, this one does provide some feedback, but it is very, very slow, and you will find sometimes that it seems to be stuck on a particular percentage, but if that happens, don't abandon hope, it will actually finish. So I'll just check the percentage again.
Progress bar 66 read only.
It seems that we're at 66. It's not reading out the percentage at the moment.
Progress bar 66 read only.
It tends to get stuck at 66, but I'll pause the recording and then come back later.
Project exported to DAISY dialog. Exported project to DAISY in directory C. Documents and settings are my documents. My first DAISY book DAISY 3 export. OK button.
Now, that took a bit of a long time. I think we're talking about 5-6 minutes possibly. And yet that's a fairly simple DAISY book that I've created there out of audio which lasts perhaps certainly less than 2 hours. So if you were producing a fairly sizable DAISY book, say 15-16 hours, with lots of sections and phrases, you can imagine how long that would take. I presume it's worth it in the end, though. So we'll press OK.
My first DAISY book C. Documents and settings are my documents. My first DAISY book project OBOB. Review. Battery charger 3 of 3 level 0. Battery charger 3 of 3 level 0. Recording into OBI.
The DAISY book I just created used pre-existing audio files, which can be either in WAV or MP3 format. But what if you want to create a DAISY book by recording your own or someone else's voice? OBI 2.0 is quite good at that because it has an accessible interface when trying to get a recording level. It uses what it calls audio clues, which you can turn on or off from the preferences dialog. So what I'm going to do is to create a new project for recorded voice here. I'm on the desktop, so press O to go to OBI.
OBI 2.0 20 of 40.
Press that.
Welcome to OBI. Create a new project button, Alt N.
Right, this time I'm just going to go straight to the program without creating a new project.
Create a new project from Import button. Open an existing project. Open last project. Open OBI with no project button, Alt T.
That's the one.
OBI. Pane.
Okay. And just like any other word processor or audio software, if you hit Control N, you will create a new project, and that's what I'm going to do.
Create a new project. Title edit Alt T. Selected and titled OBI project.
I'll give it a name. Recorded voice.
Selection. Automatically create a title section with this title checkbox not checked. Alt A.
Now I do want to create a section with that name, so I'll press spacebar to check it.
Checked. ID. Edit Alt I. Selected one after hand. Generate button. Alt. Location. Edit Alt. Select button. OK button. Auto. Empty directory before using it. Dialog directory C. Documents and settings are my documents. Recorded voice is not empty. If you want to empty this directory before using it, choose yes. If you want to use this directory as is, choose number. No button. Alt N.
Now, it's asking me this because before, when I was playing with OBI 2.0, I did a similar exercise and called a project Recorded Voice. So it has found that folder, it knows that there's stuff already in the folder, and it's asking me if I want to delete the pre-existing audio, which I do. So I'm going to press yes.
Yes button, Alt Y. Recorded Voice, C. Documents and settings are my documents. Recorded Voice project OBOB. Pane. Review. Level 0 recorded voice 1 of 1.
And there's the initial section. So now I need to go to the transport menu to find the record option.
File Alt F, Edit Alt T, View Alt V, Sections Alt S, Phrases Alt P, Transport Alt A, Play P, Pause Unavailable, Stop Control Space, Fast Play L, Preview Unavailable, Record R, Start Monitoring Controller S.
We have either Start Monitoring, which would have been Control R, straight from the working space, or
Start Recording Directly Control Shift R.
Control Shift R would have started the recording without going through the monitoring of the audio. But we want to get a proper recording level here, at least try out the features of these audio clues.
Start Monitoring Controller S.
So on, so press Enter.
Preview, recorded voice 1 of 1 level 0, recorded voice 1 of 1 level 0.
Right, at this point, if I start to talk,
low,
I get a voice telling me
low,
that my recording level is low.
Low.
So I'm going to put the recording level up.
Low.
Just adjust the fader here.
Low.
Hello.
Good.
Good. It's saying if I really speak very...
Good.
If I really speak very loudly, I should get...
Good.
If I really speak very...
Good.
If I come very
hi,
close...
Hi.
Yes,
good.
You see it's saying hi. So it says hi if you...
Good.
If your level is too high.
Good.
And it says good if it's
good.
Medium. And
good.
If you're too quiet, it will say the... Hello, 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 hello. Hello? Well, it's not responding at the moment. But I think you have to, if I see something that's perhaps a bit quiet, you see it says low. So,
low.
I think I have a reasonable...
Good.
That's
good.
It. I have a good level. And so
low.
If I speak at roughly that kind of...
Good.
If I speak at that kind of level, then the resulting quality should
low.
Be okay.
Low.
So I'm kind of low to good at the moment, which will do
good.
For me. Now, from this position, I can then start recording
good.
By pressing Control R again, and the lady will stop telling me what my level is.
Good.
This is the first sentence of the first recording. This is the second sentence of the first recording. And you will notice that as I am speaking, I am putting in some pauses because that will be useful for the automatic phrase detection later on. And this is the last sentence of the first recording.
Sleep mode off, phrase 24.45 seconds.
Now let's play that just by pressing space. This is the first sentence of the first recording. This is the second sentence of the first recording. And you will notice that as I am speaking, I am putting in some pauses because that will be useful for the automatic phrase detection later on. And this is the last sentence of the first recording. Now, there was an aborted sentence in that recording, which will be handy because I'll be able to delete that as a particular phrase later on. Now let's see what happens if I start to record immediately. Right, I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-R to commence recording. Right, this is the start of the second recording, and this is the second sentence of the second recording, and I'm going to stop here by pressing space.
Sleep mode off, phrase 10.12 seconds.
Right, this is the start of the second recording, and this is the second... So we're in the contents view, and I'm going to check the status bar.
Status strip one selected phrase 2 of the 10.12 seconds.
And we have two phrases there. If I go back to the first phrase...
Phrase 24.45 seconds.
It's over 24 seconds, and I can start that by pressing space. This is the first sentence of the first recording. Let's pause, and if I go to the second one by pressing right arrow...
Phrase 10.12 seconds.
That's just over 10 seconds long. Right, this is the start of the second recording. That's it. Now, we could go on adding phrases like this just simply by pressing record and then stopping. But what if we want to add a new section and record into that? We create new sections and subsections in exactly the same way as we did when we created the first Daisy book. So I'm going to go back to the table of contents tree view by pressing F6.
review, recorded voice 1 of 1 level 0.
And there's only one section there. So if I want to add a new section, I press Ctrl H again.
Edit, selected and titled section.
And I'm going to call this one second section. I'm very imaginative.
Selection. Icon. D. Second section 2 of to level 0.
Right. Now I'm going to press F6 to go back to the contents view, where I'll then press Ctrl Shift R to start recording.
Second section empty, depth 1. Resume recording from pause position. Dialogue recording is being resumed from paused state. Choose yes to resume from the pause position, or choose no to resume it from the current selection. Yes button, Alt Y.
Now, this gives you an option. Obviously, we were at a particular position in the earlier recording, and Obi is asking us if we want to resume from that point. But no, we don't. We want to start recording straight into a new section, which is the one which is selected in the tree view. So we have to answer no to this question then.
No button, Alt N. Recorded voice, C,
and now
phrase empty.
Now we are recording in the second section, and hopefully this will come out as planned. Let's see, so I'll press space. And check the status bar.
Status strip 1 selected, phrase 1 of 1, 12.5 to seconds in content view.
Okay, and now press space to play it. And now we are recording in the second section, and hopefully this will come out as planned, which it did. Good. So back over in the tree view.
Tree view, second section 2 of to level 0.
You can then go up and down.
Recorded voice 1 of to level 0.
That's the first one, press space. This is the first sentence of the first recording. Stop that, go down the tree view.
Second section 2 of to level 0.
And now we are recording in the second section. Now we know how to add a section by pressing Ctrl H, or of course you can do it from the sections menu. And the way that works is by placing a section at the same level as the one you're already focused on in the tree view, at the end of the tree view or at the end of the section, whichever is appropriate. But what if you want to insert a section between sections you already have? So we're on the second section here.
Second section 2 of to level 0.
But what if you want to insert a section between that and the first one? Well, let's go to the sections menu.
File Alt F, Edit Alt T, View Alt V, Sections Alt S. Add section Control H, Add subsection Control Shift H, Insert section Alt Control HI.
Okay, we can insert a section here, so I'll press Enter.
Review, Edit, Selected and Titled Section.
I'm going to call this one Inserted Section.
Selection Inserted Section 2 of 3 Level 0.
Okay, over to the Contents view.
Inserted Section M.
Control Shift R.
Resume recording from pause position. Dialogue recording is being
We're going to answer no.
Recorded voice, C, doc.
And this is the start of the inserted section that we're going to record. I'm going to press space to stop. I'm going to play that back. And this is the start of the inserted section that we're going to record. And again, if we go back to the tree view.
Tree view, inserted section 2 of 3 level 0.
It's at 2 of 3, and if I go back to the first section.
Recorded voice 1.
Play that. This is the first sentence of the first recording. Then down to.
Inserted section 2 of 3 level 0.
Play that. This is the start of the inserted section. And then down to the last one.
Second section 3 of 3 level 0.
And now we are recording in the second section. Just as we did with the Daisy book that we just finished, we can change the levels of these sections and turn a section into a subsection. So I'm going to go back up to the inserted section.
Inserted section 2 of 3 level 0.
And make that a level 1.
Level 1 inserted section 1 of 1.
So it now becomes a subsection of...
Level 0 recorded voice expanded 1 of 2.
And I can close that if I wish in the tree view.
Collapsed.
And then go down to the next chapter.
Second section 2 of 2 level 0.
It's the second section, and we can open it back
recorded
up again.
Recorded voice expanded. Level 1 inserted section...
And there it is again. So what this shows you is that whether or not you are importing single files to compile a lazy book or recording voice, you can do all of that in a non-linear fashion so that you can record chapter 7 and then maybe chapter 1 or whatever, and you can just juggle around the sections and insert sections, and you can even insert phrases in the contents view as well. Which is something that you just couldn't really do with tape in the old days.
Managing phrases.
Now, I've only briefly mentioned phrases earlier in this podcast, and I'll pay a bit more attention to them just now. Now, in the world of DAISY format, a phrase can be anything you like, but it's usually a paragraph or a sentence or even a clause in a sentence. And some phrases can have a special meaning. For example, they could begin a page or a section called a heading. And you can do this in OBE. You can specify a role for these phrases. I won't go into that in any detail, but the general idea is that when you do have a DAISY book which has phrase-level navigation, it means that you can then jump from paragraph to paragraph or sentence to sentence or page to page, in whichever manner the DAISY book has been formatted. So let's have a look at the phrases menu in OBE.
File Alt F, Edit Alt, View Alt V, Sections Alt S, Phrases Alt P, Add Blank Phrase Control B, Unavailable B.
Add a blank phrase. Now, what would you do with that? You can set up blank phrases and then record into them later, so they effectively are placeholders within a particular section. So phrases are parts of a section. And if you don't want to use phrase navigation at all, you don't need to know any of this at all.
Add empty pages, Control Shift B, unavailable P.
Add an empty page. Well, if you are producing, say, a professionally made DAISY book of an existing paper book, then you often find that the paper version of the book has blank pages. And so the pagination, the page numbers need to be in sync with the recording. And if you are automatically generating pages in OBE, you'll want to be able to add a blank page if such exists in the original.
Import audio files, Control I, unavailable I.
Now, we've used the import audio command before when we were making the first DAISY book. And again, I would prefer to see that command on the file menu.
Split phrase, Control Q, unavailable S.
Right. When you've recorded a phrase, you can split it into two manually by using that command.
Merge, unavailable M.
That's the reverse of splitting.
Crop audio, Alt Control Q, unavailable R.
Crop audio, this is just an audio editing tool where, for example, when I was making the first DAISY book, you can remember that I cut out some audio from the last chapter. When you crop audio, this is the reverse of that process, because what you want to do here is to keep what's in the selection and delete the audio either side of it, so that you get one phrase and you just want to keep a middle portion of it, and crop audio will therefore delete what's before and what's after.
Phrase is to do F9, unavailable T.
Phrase is to do, or the F9 key. This is a command that you can use on the fly by pressing F9. So you can basically set a kind of placeholder or bookmark, but not in the sense of a bookmark that we know it as when using a player. But it will just compile a list of places in the audio that you want to come back to later for more detailed editing, so that you can do that while you're recording simply by pressing F9.
Phrase is used, Control K, unavailable U.
This also applies to sections in the sections menu. There's a similar command. phrases, a phrase can be used or unused. So even if you have more audio than you need, let's say, in your project, you can actually label a phrase or even a complete section as unused, so that when you come to compile your Daisy book, these unused portions will not end up in your Daisy book. Why would you want to do that? Well, for example, you could do a version of a Daisy book in a complete form, and then if you were to do an abridged version, you could mark certain phrases or even chapters as unused, so that the final product is simply generated by marking areas rather than deleting audio.
Assign role unavailable, A.
Assign role. I mentioned earlier about a phrase can have a special role, such as a page or a heading. And again, this can be done with keystrokes on the fly, so that if your reader is turning a page, they can begin a new phrase and label it with a keystroke as a new page.
Clear role control shift C unavailable C.
And that just clears any role that's been specified for a particular phrase.
Edit custom roles D.
You can create your own kind of divisions within audio, but there doesn't seem to be much help in relation to that.
Apply phrase detection. D.
Apply phrase detection is something that you can do to split an existing section, such as an imported audio file or something that you've just recorded.
Audio selection unavailable. O.
Audio selection.
Go to.
Go to. E. Not something that we'll deal with at the moment.
Delete following phrases. F.
If you're highlighting one phrase in a section, you can delete all the phrases after that by invoking this command.
Add blank phrase control B unavailable.
And then we're back to the add blank phrase, and that's the phrases menu. Now, the interesting command there is the phrase detection, which is an automatic process which looks at the audio, and if it finds pauses between things that you say or things that are recorded, it will automatically mark a new phrase point and split the audio up. The parameters for that can be set in the preferences dialog as well. So let's apply phrase detection to the first thing I recorded in section 1. But I'll go to the tree view first of all.
Inserted section 8.92s, depth 2, one phrase.
Oh, I think we're in the contents view, so press F6.
Tree view, inserted section 1 of 1 level.
Right, we'll go to...
Level 0, recorded voice expanded 1 of 2.
That's the one. Back to contents view.
Recorded voice 34.57s, depth 1, to phrases.
I'll press Alt and P,
file
Alt
F.
For phrases.
Add blank phrase control. Crop audio, phrase is to do F, phrase is used, assign role and clear role control. Edit custom roles. Apply phrase detection.
That's D. The one.
Selected item control shift PT.
It's asking me if I want to apply it to the selected item, which would be phrase 1.
Multiple sections L.
Or to multiple sections. Well, we just want it to be the particular section.
Selected item control.
For the selected item.
No preceding silence phrase dialog. There was no silence phrase preceding the selection, so default values will be used. You can still modify these default settings freely, or cancel and select a silence phrase. OK button.
Now, that dialog came up because if you're producing a book professionally, you want to make sure that all your phrases are properly organized in advance, in which case you can put in a pre-phase silence, which you can put in from the preferences dialog. I'll just press OK here.
Phrase detection settings. OK button auto.
We'll just keep that.
Cancel button Alt C. Recorded voice C. Documents and settings in my documents record.
Now I'm going to check the status bar.
Status strip 1 selected section recorded voice 34.57s. Depth 1. 11 phrases in content view.
Now we have 11 phrases. We didn't have that many before. So let's press play. This is the first sentence of the first recording. This is the second sentence of the first recording.
Phrase 3.45 seconds. Phrase 4.15 seconds. Phrase 1.2 seconds. Phrase 4.1. Phrase 1.2 seconds.
Right. Now, it's detecting the fact that there are different phrases here. I'm going to play this one again. And that's just the space. I'm going to right arrow to the next one.
Phrase 4.1.
This is the first sentence of the first recording. And that's all. So by going through the phrases here, by using left and right arrow, I'm able to navigate to each of the phrases. And what it has done is that it has used the silence that there was before the recording actually began as a single phrase. And if I didn't want that silence, which I don't, I'll just go back to it.
Phrase 1.2 seconds.
I'll just delete it. So if I press play, this is the first sentence of the... Immediately, it starts that particular sentence. If I then go to the next one...
Phrase 3.45 seconds.
This is the second sentence of the first recording. And you see, it has used the pause to split that up into that second phrase. I'll go to the next one.
Phrase 4.32 seconds.
And you will notice that as I am speaking, I am putting in some pauses. Now, you remember earlier in the podcast, I showed you a function on the transport bar called Play on Navigate. I'm going to turn that back on again.
File Alt F, Sections Alt, Phrase Transport Alt, Play P, Pause and Stop, Fast Preview, Record Navigation, Preview, Play on Navigate 10.
I'm going to put the tick in that by pressing Enter.
Checked. Phrase 4.3.
And what that means is that as soon as I navigate to a phrase, it will start playing. So I'm going to go back now to the second sentence. This is the phrase second sentence of the first recording. And it starts playing immediately. I'm going to put NVDA into sleep mode.
Sleep mode on.
So that I don't hear NVDA. And this is, I'm going to hit left. This is the first sentence of the first recording, right? This is the second sentence of the first recording. And you will notice that as I, because that will be useful for the, and this is the last. Right, this is, remember that aborted phrase? Well, I'm on it, I've just pressed delete. This is the last sentence. Aha, of the first recording. Because the pause in the middle of that sentence was slightly greater than the default gap that the phrase detection uses to split phrases, it's obviously split that sentence into two. This is an example where we could merge the phrase if we wanted to. And we can merge it by going to the phrases menu. I'll do Alt-P.
Add blank phrase control. Add import. Split phrase. Merge M. Merge with next phrase control. MM.
Which is what we want.
Phrase 4.83.
So I'll play this phrase again. This is the last sentence of the first recording. And you will see that it has joined it up with the last part and created one phrase. So if you are going to be producing a properly formatted DAISY book, then you will be using these phrases, and they can either be added after the recording with phrase detection, or as I mentioned earlier, they can be created on the fly by the reader by pressing various keystrokes. And, of course, by using the to-do command, which is F9, the reader can also indicate sections which might have to be edited out, for example, various mistakes. I won't be going into the rest of the functions relating to phrases, but suffice to say that OB2.0 seems to have a fairly comprehensive toolkit for producing your own DAISY books. Well, here we are, out and about again. I suppose the acid test is... Will this DAISY book play on my Victor Reader stream? Well, I transfer the files over. I'm going to turn it on and see.
Welcome to Victor Reader. A History of Modern Britain by Andrew Marr.
Okay.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 13. Books. 1. A History of Modern Britain. By Andrew Marr. 2.
My First DAISY Book by Paul Warner.
There we are. Press play.
Like freedom, and I don't like
go to the
jobs.
Beginning of the book.
That's the one thing.
Go to page. Beginning of book.
My First DAISY Book by Paul Warner.
Welcome to GFFP.
We'll navigate it out.
Level 1.
H.
This is Chris Grabowski recording for the...
Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, and I'm back.
And it works. Excellent. So there you have it. OBI 2.0 seems to be a fairly comprehensive and easy to use piece of software. In terms of accessibility, it has one or two problems, particularly if you're using JAWS as opposed to NVDA. And in terms of reliability, well, it's not 100%. There was a couple of times when I got unhandled exception errors when quitting procedures such as exporting to DAISY or importing audio. And I think that OBI has some work to do on the software before it becomes fully robust. But for an application which is absolutely free, I think you can't beat it. If you would like to find out more about OBI 2.0, then you can check out the podcast notes at my website at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk, where you will also find available for download a DAISY book prepared by me using OBI 2.0, which gives step-by-step tutorials to all of the features of this application. Worth checking out. Or if you want to leave any comments, you can send an email to me, Paul Warner, at my email address, which is paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.